Jemima Matoxin, Ophelia Paulus, and Sophia Collon left home more than 100 years ago. Like thousands of other Native American children across the nation, the three Oneida teens were sent to so-called Indian schools designed to strip them of their native culture. This weekend, their remains will be returned to the Oneida Nation. Bobby Webster is an Oneida Nation member. She says the girls' return allows the community to bury them in accordance with traditions.
Our hearts still go out to those families and to their descendants, and we hope that they feel at peace.
Webster says the girls' lives will be honored at a powwow tonight and at funeral services on Sunday. Rob Menser, Wisconsin Public Radio.